November 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, remain united in truth. Do not allow yourselves to be confused by the mainstream media. Dishonest factions have carried away your recent election results, but I warned you long ago that this would be a dishonest election. No matter the final results, each of you must make the decision to pray against the evil forces at work in your nation and in the world. Evil presents its agenda as unity in a one-world order. This sounds good, but in effect, it is the groundwork for the rule of the Antichrist. Therefore, you must be wise enough to see the unfolding of Satan's agenda. The evil one does not want you to pray. He will use every means to oppose your prayer, including the closing of churches. Make your church first in your own heart, a place you can always retreat to. You face no persecution alone if you pray. Defend your freedoms with your prayers if they are under attack. Make of your hearts a chapel which you can retreat to at any time. When the truth is misrepresented by mass media, I will send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to the chapel of your heart. A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.